Oh, we do have a sponsor slip. Maybe.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We have a sponsor for the show. And the sponsors are...
So thank you to Elise and Roniel Weinberg for sponsoring. Sponsorship is in memory of Yisrael Yoel Ben David.
Thank you.
Roniel's grandfather.
Bezat Hashem, today we're going to discuss Sifim Yud Bet and Yud Gimel. The truth is that it's very vague, halachot. It's not so clear if we really hold lemaisa like exactly the way that it's written in the Shulchan Aruch. And the shiur will be dedicated basically to explain why it's not so clear, the whole din of God, Bekisna, and Parvanka. It's a very unique case that the Shulchan Aruch passing something and the Mishnah Berurah said it should be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not, especially the Sif Yud Gimel. So let's start with the Sif Yud Bet. It's din God Bekisna. The Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Lamed Chet Amud Bet Shalach LeRami Bar Yechezkel LeRav Huna Emily Izi Hanach Mi LeMa'alit Ada Amar Lan Mishmed Rav Tarte BeShabbat VeChada BeTorah Shalach LeAd Etanya God BeKisna Mutar LeNidotah BeShabbat Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela BeShnei Bnei Adam Aval BeAdam Echad Asur Amar Rabaya VeKila Afilu BeAsara Bnei Adam Asur Yefshar DeLo Mimtecha Purta. So we have something that's called God BeKisna, and we're going to try to explain that as much as we can. And the halacha is that this God Bekisna, you're allowed to set it up on Shabbat. It's not so clear what is Lintota, it's another... but basically to set it up on Shabbat, and there is another restriction, Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela BeShnei Bnei Adam. You're allowed to do it only with two people, but one person is not allowed to do that. And then Abaye adds another interesting case, Vekila, like it's a different kila, or it's one of the kila that we already discussed. So it's something like kila that has uniqueness that it can't be, you can't do it even with a lot of people, although we just said by God Bekisna, when you do it with a lot of people, it makes it easier. By kila, it makes it... there's something that makes it worth, mim techapurta, and that's another element that we need to discuss. What is mim techapurta? What is the tightness that makes it asur? What exactly does it mean? And Rashi, basically, at the end of his explanation, admits that he doesn't really know what is going on here, but the way that Rashi explained, he says, God birtzuotav, God bekisna, God birtzuotav, ve'munach al makom kavua shelo. So it sounds like God. God, we discussed basically in Kuf Lamed Chet Amud Alef. We mentioned the idea of God. Rashi explained that God is like a piece of leather that hangs, and it's basically a refrigerator, old refrigerator. And it used to be like a piece of leather hanging, and you hang it on poles. And if it's in the Getzuot, it's already Bekisna, meaning there is Getzuot there already, and it's already set up, it's placed on its place, so you're allowed to be note. And Rashi said, "Vada amran el patur aval asur." What we said in Amud Alef, that it's lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that. It's when it's not metukan bekisnin. So Rashi is mechalek. What we said in Amud Alef, it's asur, but there is no kisna. It's basically like the same idea that we said. We have chuto meshicha. Chuto meshicha downgrade, or makes it upgrade, whatever you're going to call it, makes it easier to open. So it's mutter. But then the restriction, b'shnei b'nei adam, lo mimtach le'shafir. You're allowed to do that, but don't do it so good. If you do it with two people, it's not going to come out so good. If you do it with one person, b'adam echad, mimtach le'shafir, shemotcho al yatet zo v'koshro ba, v'chozer v'motcho al zo v'koshro ba. Kach pirshu rabotai. So it sounds like if you're going to do it by yourself, you're going to do a good job. If you're going to do it with somebody else, it's not going to be so good. So it makes it easy. So it's not so clear what is the heter here. Is the mimtach le'shafir is the issue? Is the problem is the tightness? Or the idea that you, when you do it with stages, it makes it more like dami le'binyan? But anyway, Rashi concludes, "V'chel matzati b'tshuvat ha'geonim ve'eni yodea ma'u." I don't really know what it is, so I'm just writing to you what I basically was mekabel b'mesoira, but I don't really know what this God is. So if you read Rashi, it sounds like the beginning of the heter is based on the fact that there is like some chut o meshicha, it's hanging, there is kaskasim, there is like a kisna that makes it easier than normal God. The heter b'shne bnei adam is because it's not being done in a good way. Maybe it's a shinui, like milamata lemala, maybe it's like a shnaim shaso. We're going to see other opinions, but it's not so clear. It's basically a bad job when you do it with two people. If you do it with one person, it's like you get a very good result, so don't do it, although it has kaskasin. We didn't find any definition that says that if it has kaskasin, you can't do something. Is meticha, is tightness, is like a extra isur that we have by ohel? It's going to be a big chidush.
Does it make it more kavua?
That's the question, basically. But it's going to be a big chidush lemaise, that even when we were mati, when you have chut o meshicha, that it's like open tefach,
right,
you're not going to be allowed to tighten it, only to open it. But it's going to be a big chumra.
Well, chut o meshicha would have been matir binyan oil arai. Not so, kavua.
Okay, but you're saying that tightening it, it's going to create oel keva, and this is a chidush. Maybe. I mean, for the Rambam, it's not a big chidush because he holds that anything that has tefach is oel kavua. But you don't need the tightness. You're saying that the Rif is going to say it only if it's tight?
The Rif is like the Rambam, but it's not about timing, it's about the bin, yeah.
The side.
The size,
it's
the
bin. Not it's not the meticha. The meticha is the chidush here. We're going to see the Ritva. Maybe I should skip now to the Ritva, because the Ritva basically explained Rashi. Try to explain Rashi. Ritva in page number 2, you can see he basically adds on Rashi. פירש רשי דבשני בני אדם לא ממתח לשפיר כאדם אחד שמותחו על התזו וקושרו בו וחוזרו ומותחו ואת הזו גדול. ואיקה למידע, כשלפירוש זה, כיוון שהוא כבר על מקום קביעותו, ההמתחה אינו אלא תוספת. He's asking a very fundamental question. According to Rashi, since it's already hanging on the kaskasim, on the poles, you're just like opening it, so why would it be asur? If it's already hanging on the poles, and what you do is just opening, it's like a chupa, or like a... Yeah, like a chupa, basically. It's closed, it's on the poles, you just open it. So why would it be asur? כיוון שהוא כבר על מקום קביעותו, ההמתחה אינה אלא תוספת. ותוספת בו אל הרי מותר. יש לומר, אפילו שהוא על מקום קביעותו, אינו משמש אלא מעשה עץ באלמה, וההמתחה עיקר. So it's not so clear what he's saying here, but it sounds like he wants to say that the fact that it's hanging on the poles, it's not enough. It's not strong, it's not good enough, it's nothing. So when you open it, this is the real maise, and that's asur. Now, all of us should ask the basic question. We just read in Amud Aleph, we have Kiset Raskal. Kiset Raskal is folding chair. You open it, it's fine. You're going to say the same thing, Hamtachaikar, it's asur. So if you look in the Ritva himself, in Amud Aleph, he seems to explain in Rashi the way that the Benji wanted to say in Rashi in the last shiur. It seems like he explained the heter by Kiset Raskal that it's not hanging. He explained Kiset Raskal that it's open. It just attached to the wall or not attached to the wall. Or something. Basically, his heter by Kiset Raskal is not opening the Kiset Raskal. I don't know if that's exactly what you wanted to say, but he's not explaining Kiset Raskal like folding chair. It might be different than what you were trying to say, but he basically doesn't have the chidush that most Rishonim have by Kiset Raskal, that it's folding chair. And based on that, he can explain what he explained here in Rashi. But this is true only for his explanation in Kiset Raskal. For us, it's not going to help. So this explanation in Rashi, lichora, cannot work with what we accept lahalacha by Kiset Raskal. So Rashi is still a little bit difficult. It seems like Rashi, if you just read Rashi without the Ritva, it seems like the chiluk is the hamtacha, that there is something tight about the God that makes it more than a regular oil. And then we can have Kiset Raskal, and we can have good bekisna. But again, it's still like, what is the, where do you draw the line? What is considered meticha chashuva and what is meticha shena chashuva? Folding chair, usually when you open it, it's tight. It's so still. Now, so Rashi, I would say it's still like difficult. It's not so clear. The Rashba bring Rabbeinu Yonah, and the reason I really want to read it with you is because it basically connecting us to the beginning of the Siman. We discussed a little bit of the definition of Binyan, what is the definition of Bone, and it seems like the Rabbeinu Yonah here saying something that we were looking for a source, and we found the source. It's basically going to be connected to the Rambam Shita that we mentioned in the beginning of the Siman. I'm reading in the Rashba in page number 1. Aval Mori HaRav Zal. Mori HaRav is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was the one of the Rabbanim of the Rashba. Pirash Mishum de Be'adam Echad Have Ke'asiyat Oel Shekosher Vechozer Vekosher Kederech Binyan Shebone Me'at Me'at. אבל בשני בני אדם שפורסים תחילה ואחר כך נותנים על גבי כינופות, אין זה כבניין, שאין דרך בניין לעשותו כולו בבת אחת. It's a tremendous, tremendous חידוש. He said, what is בונה? בונה, by definition, is something that grows. And it's ממש the דקדוק that we made in the Rambam in the beginning of the Siman, it's the same idea, the same concept. בונה is something that graduates, it's something that, it's not something that you can do in one shot. And that's basically what happens here. He says, if you do it by yourself, you're going to do it slowly. You're going to start with one pole, and then you're going to move to the second pole. So it looks like you're doing, it looks like binyan. But if you're asking somebody to help you, you're going to do it in one shot. And one shot is not, that by itself is like a shinu. It's like milamala lemata. It's like a weird way of binyan. It's not what. We explained in the Rambam a little bit different. We said if you do it one shot, it might be tolada. But we were discussing at the Oraita level. Here we're discussing the Rabbanan level. So you can do the, you can do this chilukim. Right. Now,
this is even a third chilukim. I think what we said in the Rambam is that the two drachma binyan.
We said that even one shot is going to still be also, but it's just going to be tolada.
But I don't think if we were but talking it's about only time. I thought the issue in the Rambam was that if you put pieces together, like Megavain,
right,
was a tolada,
right,
the bone, because you're taking pieces and making them into one thing,
right.
And that was a tolada bone.
But ohel also is a tolada.
And Megitzur of ohel was also a tolada bone. Right. Those were
right.
The two.
Right.
This is a third.
What do you mean?
To say that it has to be piece by piece by piece.
But the Rambam said that the person who put the stone in the binyan, the first stone is not boine, it's yeah. Makebe patish. The second stone is boine.
Right.
So that's mamash the same point.
Because he's putting pieces together.
Because to you have something to build on top of.
Right, but
the first one so is nothing yet. It's not chal. It's not chal.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I think at the time we weren't saying the issue was it was about time, that it wasn't that you were doing it gradually. It was that the second person is taking pieces and putting them together to make a thing. That's what makes a bone.
By megaben, you're talking.
Megaben by the person who puts on the second stone. All those are people who put
pieces together.
Put pieces together to make something.
That's another element of bone, but by ohel you don't have it.
But so the other element is you make a tsura of a binyan.
That's the approach of Yezri.
That's Rav
Yezri.
I
think it's Rav Yezri, the Rav Shach. Yeah. But I was saying something different than him. So you were. I'm referring to him, fine. Yeah, he's saying that there's two separate goals in Buena. One is creating the space, and one is oil. It's two separate, yeah. It's a different. I was trying to say in the Rambam that the Rambam says that Buena is only when it's graduate. It's okay. A different approach that I was trying to be medagdik in the Rambam. But it's Meforash. The idea is Meforash in Rabbeinu Yonah, but not exactly what I said in the Rambam, because I said that even if you do it one shot, it's going to still be Torada according to the Rambam. Here, he doesn't have to say what the Rambam said. I'm just saying we find the idea that mm-hmm. Bone is something that graduates. And this is Meforash here. The rest of it, you can other thing in Rambam, but the idea is very important to have. And just like to finish his opinion, the Rabbeinu Yonah opinion, so what are we going to do about Kila? Kila, what is the Gemara said? Kila, even 10 people you're not allowed to do. What's the problem with Kila? והיינו גם אומרים בקילה דולה אפשר דולמים תחפו אותה, כלומר, ואינה נפרסת כולה בבת אחת. קילה is so big, so even if you take 10 people, you're not going to be able to do it in one shot. So if you're not going to be able to do it in one shot, it's still considered boinus. That's why you can do it in Kila. So that's the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ritva also bring Rabbeinu Yonah. You can see in the Ritva, in the page number two, but I'm going to skip. In the Ritva, I bring the third opinion. It's a very interesting opinion also. Ra'a b'shem Ramban. Page number two, look in the third paragraph in the Ritva. Ve'ara'a piresh b'shem rabu Ramban, sh'atam de b'shnayim mutar, mishum de shnayim sh'asahu apturim. The reason that we're makel by God, by shnayim, is nothing about the quality of the building, the definition of the building. It's just like a simple understanding, like Ohel Arai is the Rabbanan. If you do Shnaim Shasawa, but the Rabbanan, that's fine. So then you're going to ask me, but what about Kila? Kila, 10 people should be even Mahadrim. So he said, וקילה אפילו בעשרה אסור די אפשר דולם ממתח, פירוש כל אחד פורטה, ונמצא שהכל אסור אל. He said, when you do the Kila together, it's so big, that they're not going to do all the kila at the same time, so it has to be that one of them is going to move his hand when the other ones are not moving, and then he's going to be chayav for himself. That's the... So, and the Ritva actually said, והפירוש הזה הוא מחובר מכולם. Because you don't need to deal with all the definition of ohel. You basically just said like a svara that has to do with the Dinei Shabbat. It might be that he's saying a yesod, that we can apply to other derabanans, but I don't want to go into it now because
it's a shnayim shasahu on a derabanan is mutter.
It's a chiddush. Yeah. No, it's a chiddush to say it for all the melachot. Here for ohel we have it meforash, but to say it for all the melachot.
Well, I mean to extend it, but even this, anything that's derabanan. In other words, where did it come up with it? All of a sudden, shnayim shasahu is mutter, just because it's only answered derabanan.
You asking or you saying?
No, I'm saying where did the Ramban come up? Like, how do we know that?
This Gemara. That's exactly what he's saying.
Why there and not every other is a derabanan?
So that's what I'm saying. It might be that he had it in mind and he just saw this is like an example for what I have in mind, and he held that this is the, it should be the way like for everywhere. And it might be that he held that since we saw by the Gemara in Shabbat in Mem Gimel, Chamla Milamata Mevim, so you see that when you do something in a weird way, Bishnaim, it's a matter for Ohel, so he felt like easy with Ohel to be like, he felt like it's easier to be makel with Shnayim Shasahu for Ohel. But that is a different question. I don't want to go into it. Now, the Rambam is what matter for us lahalacha, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like the Rambam lemaise. If you read the Shulchan Aruch and see if you'd bet, the Shulchan Aruch seems to copy the Lashon of the Rambam. Anote parochet v'kayotze ba. צריך להיזהר שלא יעשה אוהל בשעה שנותר. And this is the lashon of the Rambam. And the Rambam, if you read the first sentence, הנותר פרוכת. What is the God? The God, according to the Rambam, is פרוכת. So this is a very difficult... We just learn, if you learn at the beginning of the siman, we learn about מחיצה מטרת. So פרוכת is מחיצה, it's not מטרת anything. Why would... What are you talking about? Why would it be us? So, and it's even more than that. Kila bekaskasea. We need to have kaskasim. We need to have the God bekisna. It should be even that there is chuto meshicha. Even that is not good enough. So, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, I'm just you have the Mishnah Berurah in front of you. If not. הנוטה פרוכת, כל זה לשון הרמב״ם, וסביר על ידי אף שמסתם היה של החוטין מבערב שבת שתלויה בהם, אפילו אחי צריך להיזהר בזה. So we have a new חומרה. First of all, we, according to the Rambam, it seems like we hold that פרוכת is also to put on, although it's מחיצה שאינה מטרת, although it has קסקסין, you should still be careful when you put it on, that you shouldn't create any type of אוהל while you're hanging it. So that's why you should do it with two people, because when you do it with two people, it's probably going to be easier to hold it tight and it's not going to tilt and create ohel. But if you're going to do it by yourself, it's almost impossible. I should say impossible, so it's going to make it psikreshe, because we're talking about Isur Darabanan, right? So, even psikreshe b'darabanan, okay. If it's not psikreshe, why would it be Asur, you know? It has to be psikreshe. You can look in the Shara Tzion, he was debating... in Nun Bet, he was debating what is going on. In Nun Gimel. Has to be psikreshe, he said it's dochak. But Lamai said, the Rambam seems to hold that we have a new chumra, that when you hang the parochet, you should like... And there is a minhag not to put parochet, so we found a source for the minhag not to put parochet on Shabbos, but halachically to understand that, it's mima nafshach. If you hold like the Rambam, you have to say that based on the Rambam approach that we just learned in the past seif, that the Rambam holds that when you have tefach, it's oil keva. So we can understand why we have a chumra, that although you're not mitkaven to create this ohel, since if you're going to make an ohel that has tefach, it's going to be oil keva, even by mistake, you shouldn't do it. You combine the two seifim, you can maybe understand a little bit the Rambam. Because maybe you're going to create oil keva, maybe it's going to be Isur Doraita, so then it's, if it's Davar Shenu Mitkaven, it's Tishuli Mutar, but if it's Psikreshe, I can understand. So maybe you're going to make a Tefach, so maybe it's going to be Doraita, so it's something like in between.
Were we hanging up with Arocha for 2 seconds, you might have a Tefach, that's what he's...
Dehova, that's what he's saying, like...
That's less than a rally.
I agree, and the Chazon Ish also, they bring it in the Dirshu. The Chazon Ish says that when you hold something in your hand, Lichora, by definition, doesn't have Shem Ohel. And Lichora, it's Mochach in the Gemara in that you just mentioned with Chamla Milamata, Chamla Milamala, that when you hold the Mechitza, only when you leave it by itself, then it has Shem. So it's very, very hard to understand what exactly the Rambam is saying. And then the kila is another question. Kila, the Rambam says, "V'im hayta kila sheyesh lagag, en motchin ota v'afilu asara." What is sheyesh lagag? What is this gag? So the Achronim are debating also if it's like a separate piece that it's hard and it's like attached to it, and when you pick it up, it's going to be considered ohel kavua because it has like tefach. It's hard. It's like more like a. So we have a chashash that when you're going to move it, you're going to maybe create a ohel keva. Meaning the ohel keva, but the end of the Rashon of the Rambam takes away the ohel keva because v'teaseh ohel arai. So what exactly does he mean? Maybe he means that if it has a hard gag, so although it could create the ohel keva if it's like, if you hold it there like stable, but since you're not stable, it's just going to be still oil arai, it's not clear. It's not clear. And you see the Mishnah Berurah, when you read the Mishnah Berurah, he is emphasizing through the whole thing that this is the Lashon of the Rambam, you should know that the Rambam Lishitato, and in Sif Katan Memvav also, he says, דומי דה פרוכת, לדעת הרמב״ם צריך להיות כרוך על... He always said that it's the דעת הרמב״ם, it's the דעת הרמב״ם. Basically, we don't hold like the רמב״ם. So if you're following the Mishnah Berurah, it's good, because you have somebody who telling you that you don't have to follow the Shulchan Aruch. But if you're Sfardi, לכאורה, you're in trouble, because Shulchan Aruch writes the רמב״ם, so you're done, that's it. The Ravid argue with the Rambam, and the Ravid seems to hold that the story with Parochet is impossible to understand. And that inocha bechol ze. So the way that the Ravid explain, it seems like he hold that the reason that it's mutter bishne anashim is that the Parochet or whatever it is has like holes in it, and you need to aim it towards the nails or hinges in the wall, and 2 people can aim it easily without creating a kefel. Kefel seems to be a problem of metaken mana, kipul bgadim. At the end of the lashon, he says kemishpat akmatim letakma o kenote ohel batchila. It seems like he's not so sure what is the source, what is the nature of the issue. Is it because of note ohel or because metaken? But the Rebbe himself seems to be like, also, maybe because of Kippur, maybe because Pishut Kumatim.
What's it kind of, according to the Rebbe, what's the difference between one and two people?
When you do it with two people, it's easy to aim the hole towards the hinges. But if you're one person, it's harder, and then you create like
meaning it might end up folded again, but just for a second.
Something like that. Although I'm not so sure. Again, I'm not fully understanding the Levit. And Kila is so difficult to do, so even 10 people cannot aim without changing the shape of the fabric, and then it's going to be a problem. Or Note Ohel or Mefashet Kumatin. Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's fascinating to see inside. I don't have so much time, so I'm not going to go inside. I'm just going to skip to the Beit Yosef himself, that he brings Rabbeinu Yerucham. He felt that Rabbeinu Yerucham have a lot of chidushim on our sugya, and the Beit Yosef brings Rabbeinu Yerucham because he was basically seems to struggle with the Rashi. And he writes, the Beit Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, page number 4 on the bottom, רבנו ירוחם כתב בחלק ד' לטעם הדשאר יגוד בקסקסין משום דקמן דמתוקן ברצועותיו שכבר התחיל מערב שבת לעשותו אוהל מותר לנטותו בשבת דהנו אלא כמוסיף הלא אל הרי לגבי קילה כתב הזה לשונו וקילה כשהיא אסורה אפילו בעשרה בני אדם אסור שהרי אי אפשר להביא המתוחה כמו שהיא ולתלותה ומאחר שהיא רחבה אינו יכול להיות שלא ימתחו אותה יותר בשעה שנותין אותה על המיטה. So it seems like רבנו ירוחם understood, like we explained in Rashi, but not like the Ritva. The Ritva was asking on Rashi, you're saying that the Kaskasim is basically the beginning of the. What did Rashi say? Rashi said Kaskasim is a Kula, because God without Kaskasim, it's also to do it Lechatchila. But God be Kaskasim, God that has like strings attached and it's on the poles, so it's basically there. It's like a folding chair, so you should open it. But then why would it be asur b'shnayim or b'echad? He doesn't write, the Rabbeinu Yerucham. But he said that the reason for the heter is because it's basically like kiset raskal. And then b'asara b'nei adam, he tells you a different story. The reason that it's asur is he understood that kila is this way. The kila is ohel in this place. I want to take 10 people to move this ohel from this place to this place. So if they could just move it the same shape that it is here, that's fine. But since it's impossible to do it, and they're probably going to change the shape, so it's considered like a new ohel. But from this, Rabbeinu Yerucham, you can be medakdek that if you just move ohel with the same shape, it's not considered a new ohel. And this is basically against some achronim that wanted to say that the problem with the umbrella is that you move ohel from a place to place. It's exactly the opposite. So just keep that in mind. So if we summarize, we basically have 6 opinions about God Bekisna. I summarized them here if you want to do a chazar after. But lemaise, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch brought down the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to a little bit contradict the beginning of the Siman, at least contradicting the Rema. So if you hold like the Rema,
didn't Mechaber himself say that only Mechitza is only if it's Bahatir?
Yeah. It says, when Mechitza Asura Elam Ken Aset Latir Suka O Tiltul.
Beis Yosef himself seemed like he thought that Parochas was Mutter.
So
in the Beis Yosef. Yeah.
So he argued, but he called the Lemaise. That's what I'm saying. So it might be that the Shulchan Aruch himself just wrote it Lechumra. I'm not sure Lemaise if the Shulchan Aruch himself. What the Mishnah Berurah explained here that it's a Chumra, he wanted to say it for the people who follow the Rema, because he brings it like. But we saw in the Rama that the Rama is Mekel Adina by Mechitza. The Rama was very strict, I mean, it was very clear about Mechitza Shena Materet. You're saying also the Lashon of the Seif, I agree with you. It's not, you can be Medak the Shulchan Aruch also. Okay. So that's regarding to Seif Yud Bet. Lechatchila, we should be machmir like the Rambam, and that's basically the minhag not to put parochet has a strong source. If it's mamash isur d'oraita, it's very far to say. I mean, it's too much, but it's a strong chumrah. Now, in Seif Yud Gimel, Seif Yud Gimel, we'll try to do it quick. We have the din of Parvanka. Shabbat Kuf Lametet Amud Bet. You can look in page number 7. Mesanenim et hayayin basudarim. Amar Rav Shimi bar Chiya, ubilvad shelo yaaseh guma. Bekvifa mitzrit, amar Rav Chiya bar Chiya, ubilvad shelo yagmiya mikarkaito shel kli tefach. Amar Ravai Parvanka, apal gadiku vashari, aku leku vasur. Rashi, parvanka, beged ששוטחין על גיגית יין לחסותה. You have a piece of shmate, and you want to put on top of the gigit yain, a big bowl, a barrel, what do you call it? Do you have a better barrel. Word?
Barrel.
Gigit is more like wide, and like you take a bath in a...
Basin.
Tub.
Tub's not bad.
Okay.
Tub.
So... should be big also, based on Tosfot. Yeah. So this type of big fabric that you put on top of it, you're allowed to put it on half of it, but not all of it. Good. What?
Couple and Harka Gigas.
Yeah.
Like a tough.
Yeah. Parashat Shavua, I'd say Parashat Yitro. Last Parasha, yeah. Okay, so what is the issue? What is exactly is the issue? It seems like any cover for any vessel, any tool, any type of kli, lechora seems to be usur. So how can we close our pots? And so Piresh Rashi, I'm reading the Rashba. Piresh Rashi zal mishum ohel. The issue, the nature of the issue is issu oel. Ve'im toma v'chi b'kisui kelim yesh mishum oel. If it's true, so all the covers of the pots should be usur to cover if you have room, if you have a space of tefach between the liquid and the cover. Tetzu b'tosfot deshani kuva shu rachav arbe. So Tosfot in Betza in Lamed Gimel, that's their chidush that kuva is big, very big. Ve'eno mechuvar be'enai. Says the Rashba, I don't understand why. Where did you get it from? Deim ken avle ulifrush kama yarachav shiyasu vekama yakatzar veymutar v'natat advaricha leshiurin. First of all, natat advaricha leshiurin. What is gadol? What is katan? Who decide? The second question, we have a Gemara leel kuf kafvav kisui karkaot. It's mutar if you have kisui karka, especially a cover. On the ground, here some stores have it when they bring all the kisui karkaot. Yeah, so why would it be? Karka is a lot more chamor than kli, and it's mutter. If the problem is the ohel, why palga is mutter? So this question is not so, because we see that shinui helps with ohel, like milamala lemata and all of that. So, but again, the first question of Natata dvarecha leshiurin and the kisui karkaot. Kisui karkaot also is not, if it has hinges, so it's not a question. If it doesn't have hinges, that's more. Biyoter nireh divrei ha-Ravad shepiresh mishum meshamer. So the Ravad and the Rashba basically agree with the Ravad that the isu here is mishum michzikem shamer. Ve'aku leku v'asu mishum de michzikem meshameret sheken darko bechol. Aval palga deku v'ashari delav aynu orche.
So the
Rashba and the Ravid basically are mechalek a very simple chiluk. They said this issu has nothing to do with issu ohel. Nobody is creating ohel on top of pots. The issu is only for gigit shel shechar. Parvanka, akula, kuva is something that if you put a fabric on top, it looks like you're planning to sift or... filtering water, filtering wine, and this is like michzike, like you're trying to do a melacha soon. So Chazal said, don't do it. But if you put it on a half, it doesn't look like you're planning to do that because it's not the normal way to do it. So we see that we have a basic machloket rishonim, if a cover for a pot is a problem or not. And it seems like Tosfot says it's not a problem because it's small. The Ravid and the Rashba says it's not a problem because kisui kelim by definition is not a problem. The only problem is when it's michzikem shameret. So according to the Rashba, even if you have a gigit, a huge vessel, you can cover it with a cover as long as it's not meshameret. Lemaaseh, in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like he holds like Tosfot. Beged sheshutchin al pi achavit lechasot, lo yishtechen al pnei kulo mishum ohel. So there is ohel, there is isu ohel, and chavit. Ela yaniach mikzat mimenu megule. Ve'ani milek she'akuva chaser ha'tefach, aval imena chaser ha'tefach mutar den kanol. So again, the differentiation that he does between tefach and ha'tefach also shows that he held a Tosfot. So it seems like we hold like Tosfot. So now what we need to figure is what is Gadol and what is Katan. Taz doesn't like Tosfot. He said, I don't know. He basically asked the question of the Rashba. He didn't have the Rashba, but he said, I don't understand what Tosfot's saying. It doesn't make any sense. How could you say something like that? So the Taz make his own Chiddush. And I'm not going to read it inside because it's long. I'm just going to tell you fast. He's mechalek between liquid and solids. Fascinated Chiddush. He said, you know what? When you have solids in a pot, the solid doesn't really need the walls because the solid can sit there. It doesn't need the walls to support it. So if you have solid in a pot, you can cover because the cover has nothing to do with the walls. The food has nothing to do with the walls. So you're just covering the food. Fine. If you have liquid, it's getting more complicated because if you have liquid in a pot, the liquid needs the walls. And you don't want anything to touch to come from above, so you put a cover. So when you cover the liquid, you basically complete the whole system that protects the liquid. So he's mechalek between liquid to solids. Now he said, okay, so I have a nice chiluk, but according to me, all the pots that has liquid in them, it's going to be also to close. Because I'm not accepting the chiluk of Tosfot of big and small. So what am I going to do with that? So says the Taz at the end, you know what? Makes sense that any kli that's set up in a way of kli, it's not going to look like oil. So Chazal, we're not going there on any kli. The only problem is when you take a fabric and you want to cover this pot, so you take in like something that was not a cover and you make it a cover. And then you have walls and a cover and then it's asur. But if you have a cover that's made for this pot, it's called a cover. That doesn't call oil. So he's making his own chiluk that... First of all, he does not accept Tosfot because he doesn't like the Chiluk, like the Rashba. So he's Mechalek his own Chiluk. Now, the problem starts with the Prime Gadim. The Prime Gadim writes one sentence that makes the Achronim here like go crazy. And maybe you paid attention in the Mishnah Berurah here, and it's in the Mishnah Berurah before also. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if you take Chavit, that has walls, and you move it from place to place, it's considered like you create walls. Chaya Adam says that. And where did they get that from? If you look in the Mishbetot Zahav on this Taz, page number 9, you have it. After he finished to explain the Taz, he says, "V'kol ze shemetaltel mimakom lemakom, deoseh ha-mechitza ve'ahoel biyachet." אבל לא כשעומד במקום אחד. It seems like if you just read it be'ion on the Taz, it seems like he just come to add on the Taz, that what the Taz said, that it's considered that you create walls for the liquid, it's not when it sit there with the liquid and you just cover it. It's only if you move the liquid, so you need the walls, you move the liquid, then you create walls, and you cover it. So he come to explain the Taz. So it has to do only with the Taz Chiddush. But you could read the Mishbetot Zahav like by itself. That has nothing to do. We finish with the Taz. I finish explaining the Taz. Now I'm going back to Tosfot. All the problems that Tosfot had with Kisuya Kelim, Tosfot says Kisuya Kelim is also if it's big, it's true only if you move the pot. If you don't move the pot, it's considered like mechitzot bnuyot v'omdot. Tosfot hold that if you have mechitzot mibeod yom, you're allowed to put kira, you're allowed to return pot to kira. So when did Tosfot says that kisui kelim going to be a problem? Only when you move a pot. But if you don't move the pot, even Tosfot are going to be moide. And if this is the pshat in the Mishbetzot Zav, it has nothing to do with the Taz. Now, the truth, if you read the Mishnah Berurah and Memchet, it seems like to pask in this way, that if you move a big barrel from a place to place, let's say you have a big piece of wood, you want to make a table. You have a big piece of wood, you want to take two chaviot, two barrels, and put underneath. So you're going to take the two chaviot, put one here, one there, and you put, so you create two walls, or four walls, and you put the, so it's awesome. So you said you should take the chavit, put it upside down, so you're not having walls, and then you put the לכן צריך להיזהר בסעודות גול שמניחים שולחנות על חביות, צריך להיזהר שיהפוך צד החבית הפתוח לצד הקרקע. That's in סעיף קטן ממחת. And this is basically the חיי אדם say that. If you look in the חיי אדם, he seems to refer to the Taz. The Taz doesn't say that. The Taz never said it. Unless you understand that the Mishbetzot Zav explained it in the Taz. But the truth is that it's not the Taz. The Bach, his father-in-law, had a different pshat in the Gemara. If you look in the Bach had the question, the same question on Tosfot, that the Taz basically follow his father-in-law's step in the question of on Tosfot, that they didn't like the pshat of Tosfot, Gedol v'Katan, they said, Natat advaricha l'shiurim, so we don't accept Tosfot. The Bach said, you know, I'm not, the Bach didn't say the chiluk of liquid, not liquid. The Bach said, you know what the chiluk, look in the Bach, page number 10. ולפי אני יודע, תיגשת, אם כן, אתה דבר לך לשיעורים, אלא נראה לי, דשני קירה שהיא קבועה במקומה, ואינו מטלטל הקירה בשבת ממקום למקום, אלא שמחזיר הגדרה על פי השאר, כיוון שלא עשה מחיצות. אבל אך פרוון כמיירי שמביא החבית או הקובה, מטלטל אותה ממקום למקום אחר, ומעמידים אותה שם, ואחר כך שותח הבגד עליו, אבלה עושה מחיצות וגג עליה דאסור. He said, what was the question of Tosfot? We allowed to return kira on the stove on Shabbos, so you see that when you have mechitzot from ibeod yom, it's mutter. And by parvanka, we see that although you have mechitzot, it's asur. So you say the Bach, you know what the answer is? Kira is permanent, it stays there, you just put on top of it. Chavit, it's a movable thing. It should be not a big chavit, because otherwise it's impossible to move it. But since you move it and you put the cover on, then it's considered asiyat mechitza. So this chidush that when you move a barrel, it's considered like asiyat mechitza, is basically the idea of the Bach. It disagree with Tosfot, so I don't know if we should follow him lemaise, but it is a chumra. So even if you're going to argue, the truth is that the Chazonish argued with the Mishnah Berurah. He said, I don't know where he get his idea. It's not in the Taz, it's nowhere. And it's not true lahalacha. He doesn't quote the Bach. I don't know why. I don't know if he didn't see him or... He doesn't bring the Bach. When you look in the Chazonish itself, he doesn't bring the Bach. He just argued with the Mishnah Berurah. Where did you get it from? It's not true. So the Bach, the way that he was metaretz against Tosfot, meaning you can still argue and say that you're mechadesh, maybe it's not true. Meaning I don't have to paskin like the Bach if Tosfot doesn't say that. So you could still argue with the Bach, but you should mention the Bach and argue with him. So the opinion exists. The opinion is basically disagreeing with the Tosfot. So it's true that we maybe should be choishesh to this approach lechumra if we want to be choishesh lechumra. But to say that this is the halacha and this is the basic din, that moving a pot from a place to place considered like creating mechitzot, it's a chumra if you want to follow the Bach. But Lichora Tosfot disagree with that, and Lichora the Shulchan Aruch never had it in mind. So it's very hard to say that this is halacha lemaisa. And this is also has to do with the Tish Kastil. I don't know how to pronounce it even. It's basically a draw. The Mishnah Berurah writes at the end that you're not allowed to, if a draw came out, you're not allowed to put it in. So it's true for the Bach, basically, because when you move the draw from here to here, you create in mechitzot, and then you put a roof on top of it, so you create a new space. But if you just look up on the roof itself, the roof itself is there. So why would it be aser? I mean, that's what people ask on the Mishnah Berurah. Why would it be aser? You have the roof there. You just put in something underneath. But according to the Bach, you create mechitzot, and you put roof now on top. So it's a chumrah. Fine. It's a chumrah, but it's not. It's very hard to say that this is the basic halacha. So we at least find the reason for the Mishnah Berurah, for the chumrah. And also, we seems to hold, and the Mishnah Berurah itself, again, hold that lemaise people are making like the Ravid and the Rashba, that there is no ohel bekisuyeh kelim. So it's, again, like against the rules that we have usually. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. But he said, like, the minhag is to be makel with it. There is enough room to be makel. The Taz himself said it's mutar even according to the... Even against the... Even if we're not passing like the Rashba, it still should be mutar by kelim. There is enough room to be makel by kelim to cover them and still keep Shabbos. Safe. That's for today. Yishar koach for the siyum of Shinta Tvar.
I thought you'd bring an umbrella.
I thought about that. And it's also a matuach. It's very tight. So it's, I wanted to say that it's another chumrah, another reason. If we hold that the pshat in Rashi, that the meticha is an extra isur, that might be another reason to be also the umbrella. Because it's very tight. The good umbrella.
It's a good umbrella.
Is, right. So it's going to be a chashash. Maybe you're going to have a good umbrella.
So
what's
the line of straight?
Yeah.
Even if it's a straight post, why is it that if you leave it off a little bit, it becomes like that? And if a problem is, oh, well, then...